Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Syria says that they will use any and all means to recapture the Golan Heights. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table with all the details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, let me talk to you about what Syria is saying. In fact, they're making a vow to recapture the Golan Heights. And they say they're going to do it by any and all means, whatever it takes, they're going to get the Golan Heights back. Boy, that's quite a threat.
It's the strongest statement we've had so far from the Syrians in actually many decades, Jimmy, indicating that they do plan military action. This was Waleed Mualem, the foreign minister, speaking on Thursday. He said, quote, U.S. President Trump's decision on the occupied Syrian Golan has a single effect. It only enhanced U.S. isolation. He went on to say that every inch, I'm quoting, of the occupied Syrian territories will be liberated. So they are obviously saying they're ready to go to war. He's talking about the north of Syria, too, that all U.S. forces need to get out of there. Then no Turkish forces. But, of course, Iran is still in the country, and that's the main problem. So it's a very strong statement. And, of course, it came on the same day as Prime Minister Netanyahu was in Russia meeting with Vladimir Putin to discuss the situation in Syria. He made it clear we are going to continue to go after them, and we need to coordinate that with Russia. And the fact that the Russians were willing to meet with him, Jimmy, and so quickly, and of course at the top level, Vladimir Putin, and then the other things that happened with the return of an Israeli soldier, the other things that happened, indicate that Russia at least will allow Israel to continue to act. But Syria is stating quite clearly now that they don't see it as fair game. They are going to not only attack Israel if it goes after Iranian positions, but they are going to eventually attack Israel to get back the Golan Heights. So a declaration of war, essentially, from Syria, a very important development indeed.
David Dolan with the details on the Syrian threat that they will use any and all means possible to recapture the Golan Heights. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Syrian threat made by the Syrian foreign minister that his nation is going to recapture the Golan Heights by any means needed is a page that is right out of the prophetic passages of God's Word. Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11 reveal that a coalition of Islamic nations will endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40 says that Syria will make the first move in that military operation. It is at that time that Damascus is destroyed. That's Isaiah chapter 17. When Syria moves to take the Golan Heights, the stage will be set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...